Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, ladies and gentlemen, this is the first segment of Touch Me Thursdays. This show is going to be very explicit. I'm going to talk about sex. I'm going to talk about love. I'm going to talk about love making. I'm talking about screwing. I'm talking about fucking. I'm going to talk about all that kind of nice, nasty shit that we all like, the kind of stuff that got all of us here. You understand what I'm saying? Wouldn't be no me. It wouldn't be no you if it wasn't for sex. I want everybody to understand that. Let's stop running from sex. Let's stop being afraid of sex. Let's stop acting like sex is such a bad thing. That was R. Kelly, Go Low. We're going to do a lot of R. Kelly tonight because it's just the kind of music you fuck to. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play some more music, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to talk to y'all. because I got a few callers lined up. A couple people going to be calling in to chop it up with us, you know. But until then, I want to hear you scream. This is what happened when I make love to a woman, when I have sex with a woman. Check my references. I ain't going to say no names, but this is what Trey Love make them do.
See, woman, yeah. You really want to know what I like about you?
For sure.
You really want to know?
Well, I love your scream, scream, scream so much. It's in my dream.
I love your scream, scream, scream.
Girl, you know I need your cream.
I love your scream, scream, scream so much. It's in my dream.
I love your scream, scream, scream.
Girl, you know I need your cream.
I get. That you got me the day that you laid lips on me. You know you are so talented. So please tell me that we'll do this once again.
That I can have this moment for life. loud to me, drop down to your knees. Young money, the mafia, that's where the love sees. I'm in the Dominican, Big Papi Ortiz, doing target practice, all these bitches just aiming to please. Shout out to the CEO, 500 degrees. Shout out to the OBO, Red Wings and Fatigues. Niggas wanna be friends, how coincidental? This supposed to be all year, we ain't get the memo. A young king, pay me a gold. 40 got a bunch of weed, he ain't even roll. These niggas be dropping tones, they ain't even cold. Weezy on top and that nigga ain't even home yet. Yeah, be very afraid. These other rappers getting bodied and carried away. Fucking me and Nicki, they getting married today. And all you bitches that be hating can catch a bouquet. Ooh, yeah, you a star in my eyes. You and all them white girls, party of five. Are we drinking a little more? I can hardly decide. I can't believe we really made it. I'm partly surprised. I swear, damn, this one for the books, man. I swear this shit is as fun as it looks, man. I'm really trying to make it more than what it is. Cause everybody dies, but not everybody lives.
Have this moment for life, for life, for life. In this moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. That I can have this moment for life, for life, for life. This is my moment. Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life.
I want this moment for life, man. Welcome back to Gilroy Radio. This is the one and only Trey Love, the Playboy of Comedy, a.k.a. King Gilroy. Man, I'm having the time of my life right now, y'all. Life is good. Things are moving. Got to shout out a few people, man. Got to shout out Donald C., man, Velvet Ropes Entertainment, man. We're doing some amazing things over there on that end. Got to shout out Gilroy Affiliate, Carla E-O-T-M Simpson. Doing her thing, man. She just booked me for a red carpet event. Once I get more details, I'll tell you all about it. Just so excited. Y'all know we got Magic Mondays on Gilroy Radio. Y'all know we got Twitter Me Tuesdays on Gilroy Radio. We got Sister in the Struggle Wednesdays, which was a very, very, very great show. Shout out to Sophia Sims for doing her thing. She's talking about corrupt unions, among other things, man. This is just some amazing stuff we have going on over here. And every Thursday night, 7 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I'm going to be doing this thing just like this. What this show is going to be about is intimacy. It's going to be a sexual show. The young ladies that call in, you know, that talk to me, we're going to discuss sexual things. And the same thing is going to happen with the brothers. And when I say the brothers, men, let's be intelligent and let's be wise and let's be, what's the word I'm looking for? Even though we can't get raw and uncut, I'm still trying to maintain a certain level of class with how I do my thing. So when you call in, fellas, you know what I'm saying, be respectful, you know. But, I mean, talk about how down and dirty, you know what I'm saying, how you want it. Because, see, I think that that's what these women need to hear. Ladies, I'm going to tell you something. What this show is really going to be about is taking you away from your inhibitions. It's going to be letting you realize and learn and understand that that vagina that you possess is perfect. You understand what I'm saying? God don't make no mistakes. And when he made you exactly the way you were supposed to be. He made you a breast woman. He made you with hips. He made you with ass. He made you with legs, thighs, and that beautiful thing between your legs, like that clitoris. He gave you that. Now, I'm going to tell you, coming from a man's perspective, the reason why he gave you that so that I could have some, I can't speak for nobody else, but I know that for me, that's what I want. I want me some. And you know what? Most men that I know, no matter how hard we try, no matter how hard we play, some things are universal, y'all. Age don't matter. Sex don't matter. Race don't matter. Some things is just what they is. You understand what I'm saying? And once you get a taste of that vagina, I'm going to tell you something. You know the first time you tasted something and it was good? This how it is for most fellas. I know it was for me. The first time you got a taste of that vagina, this song goes out to my first, the young lady who took my virginity. You don't know her, and I know none of you know her name, so I'm going to say it. We live on Get Right Radio. Oh, I was such a young lad when I said, hey, look, I want to have sex with you. And she said, okay. I don't want to reveal my age when I actually was touched for the very first time. Maybe I will one day, maybe I won't. But for now, ever since the day that I felt the blessing a vagina wrapped around my penis. It may have just been wrapped around my penis, but my whole body was in that vagina. And it's been said that with men, as we're born, as we're coming out of the vagina, that's the first thing we taste, and we spend the rest of our lives trying to get back into it. This song is dedicated to all the vaginas around the world. This is for you, to every vagina that is living, breathing, and part of some beautiful woman right now. This song goes out to you, and this is from every man that I know.
More and more
than ever that you want.
More and more. screaming for me, saying give me more.
Welcome back to Gilroy Radio. That was Joe and R. Kelly. That was one version. It was called, the name of the song was More and More. R. Kelly originally wrote and did the song and sold it to Joe. That's the history and background on that song, More and More, just so you guys know, you know, that You know, I do research on things, and that's why I did a show like this, you know. With a name like Trey Love, you know, I've heard people ask me certain things, people want to know certain things. It's kind of obvious that I may know a thing or two about sex and sexuality. I'm going to say this to all my listeners, everyone within the sound of my voice, and tell you the truth. To the men out there, I want to say to the fellas, because see, what I'm about is I love our queens. In order for us to manifest what we are as men, we have to put our queens in their respective place. And I'm going to tell you something, fellas, to be real with you, that's first. Because if you got a good queen on your side, you know what I'm saying? You got a good woman, and you know how to treat her, and you give her what she deserves, which is time, love, care, and commitment. You know what will happen, fellas? That woman will give you anything you want, anything you desire, and anything you need, you know? And what we have to do as lions, you understand what I'm saying? Man, we are the lions. We're in survival of the fittest, you know? That means that, hey, there's nothing wrong with you having more than one female in your presence. I wonder if some of y'all understand where I'm going. I mean, this is not all sexual. Even though this is a sexual show, I'm kind of trying to teach the players how to play their game. You understand what I'm saying? When you're trying to really live your dream and have your fantasy, you know, I noticed a lot of brothers like to hang out together. You know, that's what y'all do. You know, I'm saying y'all because, I mean, real talk, I'll catch up with you, homie. But y'all like to run together in packs, and it's just me and my dogs and my homies. I'm going to tell you something, players. If you really, when I say player, you a player, right? I mean, you know, I see all the brothers, some of their players, but every time you see them, you know what I'm saying, it's them and their homies. Hey, it's some things I've seen recently, y'all. I mean, dang, you go everywhere with your homie? I mean, concerts with your homie, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, you're somewhere, you know, I mean, you know, I'm with a woman when I go certain places, you know what I mean? And I do certain things. I got a female with me, you know? And, gentlemen, you got to learn to really adore and really attract these women. And to attract these women, you know, I'm going to tell you what your homie going to say. You know what your homie going to say? Oh, man, you soft, dog. Man, you soft, dog. You a chump, man. You let her do you like that. But then guess what? Your homie can't do for you what she can't. Hold on. See, y'all ain't hearing me. I'm finna sip this yak right here real quick, and I'm going to repeat that. Give me a second. Hold on a second. Hold on. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Like I said, your homie can't do for you what she can do. And so that brings the case in point to this one, right? You meet a woman, fellas. And I'm going to tell you something. Don't dog that girl that's stripping, okay? Don't dog that girl that maybe right then at that moment needed some money to do something. And I don't mean just something. I mean to take care of her child. You understand what I'm saying? This is real talk to you fellas, to us men. You got a mama, don't you? Yeah, I know you got a mama because I know I got me one. Even though she's no longer on this planet, her spirit is through and with me, and I am still at either this present moment in her womb in other circumstances, ways that you'll never understand. Yes, as a human form, we change, but don't forget your spirit remains the same. See, God always was, always is, and always will be, and that is me and that is you. You understand what I'm saying? Keep that in mind. So as I say what I'm saying, when that woman may be dancing and using her God-given gift to make enough money to take care of her child, feed herself, pay her rent, get books for school, she's doing what she got to do. You understand? So don't judge that woman, because one day, I'm a living witness, and I've seen it happen with my own two eyes. One day, that woman can and will become somebody's wife. One day, that same woman can and will become somebody's mother. One day, that same woman can and will be the woman that you fall in love with. So what you gonna do if you know about our past? You gonna be a man or you gonna be a mouse? Fuck what the homies gotta say. Man, you better love that girl. This goes out to every woman that handled her business and did what she had to do to get where she at today, or either doing what she got to do right now, knowing where she gonna be tomorrow. This song goes out to you, baby. Hold your head up high. You walk with pride, baby. If don't nobody love you, straight love you. Hey, hey, what's hey, yo.
She got an angel eyes with the baby face.
Yo, she's a freak, yo.
I want
yo,
my mama and baby meter, maybe have my baby.
Man, but she's a freak, yo.
And keep loving the doctor because it can't keep up with your face.
Hey.
You're mine.
Yo, yo, I say,
you're mine.
What you doing? My mama told me everything fine ain't the finest, and everything that shine ain't a diamond. They say the change come with time and I'm finding that most bitches take your kindness for blindness. Yeah, feel good laying here beside you, digging deep all nine up beside you. But we can kick it out in public, gotta hide you, cause all my partners in the hood done tried you. It's true that you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. Well listen, shout it, baby, I don't want a housewife. They say that you a freak, I'm thinking that they about right, because their pussy so good and your mouth tight. A pretty face, slim waist, and a stout knife. Juicy ass that the niggas in the south like. Super sexy, got a nigga thinking about a wife, wearing all white, being with her for life.
She got an angel eyes with a baby face. I want my mama and daddy to meet her, maybe have my baby.
Well, she's a freak, yo.
And keep loving the doctor because I can't keep up with your face. You're mine.
Hey, baby.
You're mine.
Keep my hand. The main thing making niggas judge you is the same thing that make me wanna love you. From the smell of your hair, I wanna hug you, to the way you yell, give it to me when I fuck you. Plus you ain't tripping off a nigga cause he thuggin'. That's why I'm twice as happy as relationships and wasn't. But my partner say you trippin' with his cuz, but never mind, I don't listen, they be buggin'. They find it hard to understand how to tip love. This girl with a minute, not a strip club. Well maybe cuz tip clubs leaving with girls, and in the morning they'll be waking up with six girls. They don't know we more like homies when we pick girls. Why you worry about it? He ain't gotta make it his girl. Fuck what he think about you, I think you the shit, girl. Make me wanna bring another kid in the world, but she a freak, though.
She got an angel eyes with a baby face. I want my mama and daddy to meet her, maybe have my baby.
But she's a freak, though.
And keep loving the doctor because I can't keep up with your face. You're mine. You're mine.
You're mine. I've been told every nigga in the streets knows she nothing but a freak hoe. But when I look in them pretty eyes, I don't see it though. Now she done showed me some shit that I ain't see before. But what we do behind closed doors is for me to know. All in all, I've decided I'ma keep it though. I'm a fucking grown man, what I'm creeping for? Just try me by the focus, what I'm told he was for. I die about her for a real good reason though. That's how I feel, let my partners and my mama know. Keep it real, all the disrespect has gotta go. I disrespect that she herself and she don't hide it. Though she may have been a tad misguided, all she need is a little affection, a lot of direction, a nigga with a constant direction. And I don't waste a plenty of time contemplating second guessing, procrastinating. I wanna buy a ring and pop the question, she a freak though.
She got an angel eyes with a baby face.
She's a freak though.
I want my mama and daddy to meet her, maybe have my baby.
But she's a freak though.
And keep loving the doctor because I can't keep up with your face. You're mine.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm just laying back, you know, having a nice time, man. I mean, I'm be honest, I am letting this girl play with my penis right now. She needs to leave me alone, you know, while I'm stop. Okay, listen, y'all, I'm going to keep the show going. I see I too got a caller on the line. This woman over here trying to molest me. I don't know what's wrong with her. I know I'm all sexy, you know what I'm saying? So it ain't even my birthday, but she trying to have sex with me like it's my birthday. And I mean, I'm going to just tell everybody, man, y'all better fuck out there. And I'm serious. Don't play no games, man. Don't have no shame in what you're doing. I mean, I even put up on Facebook today the Ten Commandments, and not one of the Ten Commandments does it, where, nowhere in there does it say that two consenting adults can't have sex. It just said don't kill, don't steal, don't be cutting the neighbor's wife. That means, okay, if a woman is somebody's wife and you know that's that man's wife, then don't be, you know, hey, look, that's his wife. But that means all the rest of them girls out there, they good. So that means saying all the rest of the girls out there, they good. That means I could play with every girl, right? I can. For all the ones that single, that ain't got no man, you ain't got no husband, fellas. I mean, this is all due respect to y'all. So, listen, to all you ladies out there that don't have no man, I'm telling you right now, I promise. Listen to this song. I don't wish I'm going to try. Kick it.
I don't know why nigga want to act like a motherfucker ain't wrote no hits. And I don't know why a motherfucker want to act like nigga ain't that shit. Well, listen to my remix tape, bitches.
The Philly is a nigga, I let you.
She want me, and she want me too. Well, I got a dick and a half, so ladies,
she,
don't argue.
She
want, cause I can have it all in love. But one song, I can fuck
she,
the whole damn club. She want me, and she want me too. Well, I got a dick and a half,
DJ
so
Palmer,
ladies, don't
argue.
She want me. She want me to. Well, I got a dick and a half, so ladies, don't argue. Cause I can have it all in love. For one song, I can fuck the whole damn club. No matter how high I get, you know your boy ain't gonna quit. I'ma talk that shit, swallow spit, touch booty like I'm playing it. I got a bad bitch in Chicago, a couple bad bitches in Toronto, a rich ass vet in Lake Tahoe, and man, she bought a nigga a Diablo. I pull up to the mall in my tour bus, and not a whole mall's on my tour bus. I'm sipping on Patron in my tour bus. Now we're pulling up to my home in my tour bus, and it's so crazy where my lady. I want all y'all to have my baby. Shawty, I see them bitches hating on you. Give me a minute, and I have them bitches rubbing on you. Cause y'all all think alike, wearing Gucci.
And if I could, I would like to look out Gucci.
Filet mignon, that pussy. I'ma get in and on that pussy. If she let me in, I'ma own that pussy. Gon' throw it back and bust it open like you supposed to. Girl, I got that dope dick. Now come here, let me dope you. You gon' be a dopey. Your friends should call you dopey. Tell them keep my name out their mouth, or they don't know me. But you can't come and kill them shit. I'll fuck the whole group, baby. I'm a groupie. My sex game is stupid. My head is the dumbest. I promise I should be hooked on phonics. Yeah. But anyway, I think you're bionic. And I don't think you're beautiful. I think you're beyond it. And I just want to get behind it. And watch you
back it up and dump it back. Back it up.
We like her. And we like her too. And we like her. And we like her too.
I wish I could fuck every girl in the world. hood to the fucking industry. Even the Statue of Liberty.
Man, that is like my all-time favorite song, man. Hey, man, Kelvin Weezy got down on that thing. Y'all tell me that part. I like a low head stick. They say red, but you know, anybody know Trey, they like a, I like a black bone. You know what I'm talking about? You know, y'all know, you know. Hey, anyway, look. Man, I'm having a good time on Touch Me Thursdays. I see my girl Tiffany over there. Yo, I got a couple letters, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to be reading later, man. You know what I'm saying, get this to it. You know, a couple girls want to, got some questions for the boy. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want y'all to listen live. This is Touch Me Thursdays, and you know I got to touch all my people, yo. I mean, I'm one of the folks on, you know, Facebook that's got 5,000 friends, you know, so I got plenty of folks on here, you know, that I communicate with. But at this current time, I have 32 different beautiful, gorgeous, sexy ladies, which are my Facebook friends, and I want to just send a private poke out to all y'all, simply because, let me explain how this goes. Ladies, I ain't going to never put your first, I mean, you know your last name out there. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to get you in no trouble. So, you know, you got a regular name. You know, I'm going to just poke you, you know what I mean? So, you know I'm poking you. You know, I hope you listening. You know what I'm saying? Drying your boy things up, because I'm trying to, you know, do some things. And y'all know men lie, women lie, but like Jay-Z said, numbers don't you dig. You heard me, and that's touch. All right, so I'm about to poke Pansy. Hey, girl, how you doing? Elaine. Yeah, I'll be poking you regular. I'm about to poke Jay. Jay, how you doing, baby? I'm going to go on and poke you. You know, Charlene, I'm going to lay that poke on you, too. Yeah, Charlene, you know, we be chopping it up and everything. Elga, Elizabeth, yeah, you, I see you out there. You know, you be doing your thing, you know. I'm going to poke you right on back. You got my sister name, but you know you ain't. You understand? So that's why I can poke you, too. You know what I'm saying? So, Miss Jay, how you doing? You know, I'm going to poke you. To Ann, you know. Yeah, that's my Lakers girl right there. I'm going to go and poke you. You know how we do. You know, you got to go and get your poke, you know. To Gloria Pretty, you know, I'm going to leave it at that. You always got inspirational words. You know, you make your boy feel good, and I appreciate what you do. So I'm going to poke you, too. You know, to my 7-7, my BF, my homegirl, my nizzle, Miss Candace, you know. You know how we do. Look, we got a birthday coming up, so we got to talk. We got to chop it up. You know how we did it last year. That was last year, so we got to do it again this year. I just poked you back, Miss Candace. Got my daughter named, but again, like I said, it's like my sister. You ain't, so you can get poked. Cynthia, how you doing, lady? Yeah, you always stay live and positive with it. I'm finna go on and poke you, too. How you doing? Man, I'm enjoying it. I mean, fellas, y'all, I mean, this is a real game. You know what I'm saying? I'm live on Gilroy Radio, just poking all these girls right here live on Facebook. This is so fun. Nikoi, ooh, she got, I ain't even messing with her, but I'm going to go in and poke her because, you know, she live like that. You know, I might as well go on and handle my business. Tanya, yes, ma'am. I see you, Tanya. I'm going to poke you, baby. Do what I got to do. Get it on out the way because, you know, you been a good girl. You see, there's things going on behind the scenes right here in Gilroy Radio. Oh, God. Woo. Okay, family. Is going down right now. I told y'all she keep trying to play with the royal penis. See, ladies, I mean, fellas, what you got to do? I'm trying to, see, ladies and fellas, this is what it's about. This is Touch Me Thursdays. This is a sexual show. You understand what I'm saying? This ain't to be played with, you know. I'm going to keep on poking women because, when I play this next song, somebody close going to get poked. So, like, because throwing it in my face like I ain't going to poke her. Anyway, ladies, this is what it's about. Adriana, yeah, I see you, baby, smiling all at me. I'm going to poke you, too. I'm just poking all of that. You know what? Y'all better pay attention to why I'm the Playboy of comedy. You know, you have to, The Archbishop Don Magic Wand, Terrica, you out there in Atlanta, I see you. You want me to poke you. I'm going to poke you, too. Yes, I know she in Atlanta. Terrica, y'all look her up. I mean, that girl, ooh, Amina. Damn, she got her hands on her hips. All right, look at my friend. Hey, come here, friend girl. My friend girl, you know, I let my friend girl look at some of y'all, too. Yeah, Raquel, I'm going to poke you, too. Put your hands off my penis, girl. What's wrong with you? Maria, like, I know you like playing with that. Maria, yeah, I'm going to poke you, too, Maria, live. Yeah, go on and cook my dinner. Yeah, see, this how you do it, fellas. And you know, don't forget, ladies, the TLPs are coming out. The TLPs are on their way. The TLPs will be here before you know it, ladies. I promise and assure you, there are some major things. We're sitting down with models. I'm seeing the print work, everything. I'm excited about the TLPs. And, fellas, to let y'all know to match that thing on up, fellas, on the real side, we got leisure wear for men coming real soon. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be able to be players. I'm going to teach y'all something. Stephanie, you got some beautiful breasts. When you be sitting up poking me, I'm gonna poke her back. To Radiant, you stay live, baby. I can't lie. The pictures you post, the things you do, you know, young sister. I'm gonna tell you something, Radiant. You know, I be getting your inboxes. Yeah, I poke you too, for real. There ain't nobody playing with you. To Agatha, that's my girl. That's my girl, cutie pie. I'm gonna poke you. I see you out there. Sharita, yeah, Sharita. Ooh, Sharita, you look just like your name. I'm going to tell you, Sharita, it was like back in the day, you know, your boy was like in 7th grade, junior high. You know how you was like, it was back in the time when, I'm going to tell you how I was kicking it back then. It was like this. Some of the fellas going to be able to relate. Some of y'all little young bucks won't know nothing about this. But some of the fellas, the players that's listening right now, going to be able to relate. And you know what I'm saying? He's going to look at his woman saying, yeah, we sipped and listening to Trey Love. When he kicked it like this, you know what I'm saying? This is what Sharita looked like. Do you remember this, fellas? When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see I need love. There I was, giggling about the games, and I played with many hearts, but I'm not saying no names. Remember that? Woo! I just got hyped. My bad. Let me calm back down. But Sharita, you look just like your picture. You look just like her. Little girl, I was trying to poke back in the self-grade. Hey, man, my girl Tiff, she having a baby. Her baby shower is going to be July 2nd. She just posted that and told me to hit everybody and let y'all know that. I got y'all, you know what I'm saying? That's my homie, man. She do some things for me. You know, she was at my last birthday, and now she having a baby. God bless her, man. Give her so much. That's a good friend of mine. Tracy, I see you over there, baby. You stay down and you stay dirty, too. I'm going to poke you live on Facebook. Christina, yeah, baby. All right, I'm poking you. Yeah, you know, it's so funny. That's two of my daughter's names on my poke list. Ain't that something, y'all? Christina and Candace. I poked the Candace tonight. That's a woman. And I poked the Christina tonight. They have, and I poked the Jay tonight. So I had my sister, and I had two different women. Ironically, the blessing is that, hey, ain't none of them my baby or my sister, so I can poke y'all. And I'm glad anybody got my mama name. My mama, I don't know. Well, I do know. Back when, remember the word gay? Gay didn't mean what it means now. But my mom's name is Gay, and so when she was growing up, gay meant really, it literally meant people don't understand. So that's just something to throw out there. Like, damn, my mama ain't gay. Like, people like, yeah, that's gay, son. You know, that ain't a good thing to say today. You know what I mean? I'm in the entertainment business. We'll talk about all that on another show. But to this young lady out of Chicago, Paula, that's a good friend of mine. I'm going to poke her. Paula, how you doing? How you been, baby? Hit me up. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm poking you live on Get Word Radio. To Sherry. Sherry, you stay down and dirty. I'll be getting the inbox paper mileage. Poke me. To Rainier. Rainier been hauling your boy down from day one. Rainier, go back. To the new Facebook. She's been riding with me for years, man. I got to poke you, girl. How you been? You know, holler at your boy. I know you're a faithful lawyer to Get Word Radio. To Lori, girl, I see you over there. Y'all see, I don't be saying the last names, but these ladies know who they are. They listening. I'm poking you, too. And to the queen, the diva, you know what I'm saying? She run her little business. You hold Get Word down. I promise you, lady, as soon as the TLPs come out, you're going to get your pet. We already discussed this. I got you, Chevette, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to hold you down. Let me go and poke you, girl. You know what I'm saying? You get your poke live on Get Word Radio, young lady. All right, everybody. The next poke is going out to a major Gilroy supporter. You know what I'm saying? She holds us down, man. She back on the team. She on the team. with us, man. She do what she do. She's assisting and keeping us going, man, and maintaining, breathing, giving, and loving us, man. And we love you back. And I know you listening right now. This poke goes directly to you, Carmen. Girl, yeah, we see you over there, girl. This going from Gateway right to you, Carmen. You get your poke back. And to my home girl, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, this lady right here. Miss Lady, I see you over there. You always shining. Every time I see you, lady, you shining. You going to get your poke back right now on Gateway Radio. That's to you. Oh, and to this lady right here. Woman amongst women. She's a stallion, y'all. That long head, thick red bone is her, man. She's actually a good friend of my homegirl, Dawn Whitaker, who is a sister of Yolanda Whitaker. Y'all already know Yo-Yo, my ex-fiance. I'm just serious. Don't pay me no attention. I'm joking, y'all. But I love that woman, adore that woman. That's a good friend of mine, man. Big ups to her for all that she's done, man. She's assisted me and helped me so much in my career, man. Y'all don't know how dynamic of a lady she is, man. Miss Yo-Yo, I'm telling you, to grow y'all, to be a kid, I know y'all know how it is, you know what I'm saying? We look at stars, we grow up, and we, you know, I mean, she was someone that I admired, loved her music, and to actually have the opportunity to meet and get to know her and to actually, I mean, to be able to have a friendship with someone that you grew up just admiring as much as I did her, that is really a blessing for me. And that's a testament to any person that's listening out there, that's a testament to the fact that dreams do come true. You can dream big and you can actually accomplish it. So major shout out. You know you can't play with my yo-yo. And last but not least, y'all don't even understand. This lady done helped your boy through times, through the thick, thin. You understand what I'm saying? We had coffee and pancakes together, you know what I'm saying, and went on ahead and went all the way from the window to the wall. This is my homegirl right here, man. We be over there. I mean, there's so many days when y'all was dogging the Lakers, and me and my homegirl was like, ain't no time. Lakerlicious, y'all. Got to give it up to Shannon, man. You know what I'm saying? Doing the big. She on her way out of town, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Making a move. So make sure y'all keep her up, lift her up in prayer, you know what I'm saying? And I just poked her live on Facebook. Keep her up in prayer and love, you know what I'm saying? And next, everybody, I'm going to be doing a birthday shout. But for right now, seeing as though I just poked 32 women live on Facebook, y'all, I'm roll out. But I want y'all to listen to this song. Well, this song, if you really listen to the demographic of this song, listen to the first verse, the second verse, and the third verse, and listen to everything this young brother is saying, because what he's talking about is engaging in some real and serious sexual activity, but he's doing it so gangster. He ain't even doing it nasty, degrading nobody. He's just going ahead and let you know how it is. You understand what I'm saying? Go on and peek this here, and we're going to talk about it afterwards, all right? Tell me what you think of this, y'all. Just Trey Love.
LA, Vegas Connect, baby.
When I see you in the club, my bottles from Trey Love, baby, say you know what's up, baby, let me do my stuff.
Fiction
right now, I'm on a mission.
like a fighter with bad intentions. Did I mention
I'm a rocker?
When I see you in the club, I'm the bottles from Trey Love.
It doesn't matter, your wish is my goal. I will shock your soul, bust hard like a revolver, and be the problem solver like a crackhead. I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
It's the LA Vegas Connect, you heard me? Hit works in the same minute.
I'm gonna rock.
Kill what? Trey Love hot single dropping right now, y'all. I'm gonna rock her. Yeah. We gonna take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all them ladies out there,
I'm gonna do one at a time.
I'm gonna rock her.
Yeah, y'all just heard me say I'm gonna do them one at a time. That made your boy Trey Love, like I said in the earlier song, they say they wish, well, I have an intent to fuck every girl in the world. So I'm telling you, besides, if you related to me, you good. You're in good standings. You have nothing to worry about. But I'm going to tell you right now, and for every man out here that's out here trying to look at his woman right now in fear and be like, no, nah, baby, Trey Love. He lying. I'm telling you right now, he looking at the women at his he riding down the street. Ladies, when he riding down the street and he's in the car by himself, I'm telling you right now, you think he ain't looking? He looking, hey. Don't be no fool and don't think that, baby. Be serious, because you know what? If you any type of woman, admit that, and fellas, but see, here go the twist. Man, fellas, y'all thought I was going to leave us in the bag? Did y'all really think, fellas, did you really think I was just going to play us and leave the whole show and act like I ain't have our back? Come on, I'm a man, players. That's why I got to have our back. See, the thing, it's a myth about women that men have. We have a myth that they are not just a different version of us. Ooh, let me say that again. Hold on. You know what? I got to say that again. I do have a call on the line. I'm going to bring my girl on as soon as I come back. But I got to play with y'all a little bit because I got to show the fellas something. See, fellas, we think we the only ones can do what, you know, or we could go out there and we could do this. And we could go out there and we could do that. And we could sit there and look at other women all day, and we could do that. But see, fellas, let me mess with y'all here a little bit.
Let's get freaky, baby.
I'm not playing with y'all. Think. Imagine your little beautiful, good at home cooking your little dinner and being good to you and baby. What you want, and daddy? No, it's cool. But then, think about how you think. Think about what's going on in your head. What's going on in your head? Fellas, you know what's going on in our head? Let me go on and tell you.
Let's get freaky, baby.
So if that's going on in your head, okay, let's get beyond what you can see with your eyes, and you can look at your woman, and you can feel your woman. You like, nah, my woman. But you know what you'll never be able to do? Get inside that woman's head and know that that woman, the same way you thinking about certain things, that woman over there in her head, this is what she's thinking too.
Let's get freaky, baby.
I got my girl Pansy on the line. We're going to sit here and talk about some things. Baby, how are you doing tonight? tonight. Welcome to Gilroy Radio. Welcome to Touch Me Thursday's Cutie Pie. How you doing, baby?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. So, we was talking a little bit, you know, me and you offline, right?
Yeah,
and you know
yeah.
what kind of show this is, don't you, baby?
Yes, I do.
So don't be laughing, Nisa. Look at you. You over there just giggling. Why are you giggling like that?
Let me ask
you a question. Do your man make you laugh? Do your man make you laugh, baby? Ask me that.
Right now, I'm not in a relationship.
Okay, right now you ain't in a relationship. Okay. But let me ask you this. If you did have a man, what's the – because, see, I'm going to tell you something I'm learning. I'm trying to teach these fellas this. You know, you got to empower these women by making them feel right. If a man can make you laugh, ain't that the first step, baby? Be real with me.
That's a big step.
Just make you – you know what? Because what it does for that moment, don't it just make you happy?
Yes, it soothes the mind for just that moment.
Soothe the mind for just that moment. So as he's soothing that mind, because see, this is what I do. I work my way right from the mind. Once I got a laughing, my penis is out, and then I'm pulling it out, and then because we laughing, girl, what? Just play with my dick, then we could.
Yeah. Let's get freaky. Let's get freaky, baby. Let's get freaky.
Okay, listen. You a grown woman, ain't you?
That's correct.
Okay, I want you to talk to me. I want you to tell me a real freaky story right now. Like, I'm going to tell you, I'm on the line with you. I got some other listeners on the line. You know I'm over here chatting. I got some letters to read. Tell me something that's going to, tell me a story that's going to turn me on right now.
I think being spontaneous, like if you're sitting there watching TV and all of a sudden, like you just wanted to get up and just, you know, grab me by my hand and just want to take me on the patio and just do me real good.
Okay, you said
you know,
do
over
me.
By the grill, you know, why not?
Okay, hold on. But you said do me. Listen. Okay. You ain't got to give your age, but give me your age range, because you a grown woman. Give me your age range.
I'm 36.
You 36. Hold on. I'm going to say that for you. You 36 goddamn it years old. Okay?
Yeah.
That means you 30 motherfucking six. Ain't nobody finna be playing with you. You ain't got no time for no bullshit. You ain't got time for no games. You 30 motherfucking 6 years old. You understand what I'm saying? That means if a nigga come in your goddamn house and talking about he ready to play, you ready to fuck. Am I right or wrong?
That is correct.
That is correct. I know I'm correct because that's what I'm talking about. Hold on. See, they don't understand what I'm saying. This is what you want. When that nigga come in the house, this is what Pansy wants you to do. Player, if you trying to fuck with her, this is what she wants you to do.
Let's get freaky. Let's get freaky, baby. Let's get freaky. Let's get freaky, baby.
You ain't got time to play no
games.
That's
what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. We gonna stick.
Let's get freaky, let's get freaky, baby. Let's get freaky, let's get freaky, baby.
You on tonight? I ain't gonna lie, you on it.
I'm on tonight. I know I'm on it, cause you know what?
You on it 100%.
I'm on it 100% cause I know what women about.
Oh,
see, the thing is, baby. I'm listening, baby. Talk about it. I'm listening.
Oh, what was you saying now?
I said I was listening because you said I'm on it and I'm trying to get these fellas to understand. I'm listening to you say you want it spontaneous. You want it, and you know what? I'm going to say this to the fellas. Know how to do it. Run up on her, but run up on her right.
Thank you. That's what I'm
fellas,
talking about.
Fellas, you can live it. Okay. You know what?
You
I'm going to play the whole
you
song.
You can't fight with it now.
You can't fight with it. You can't fight with it, right?
That's right.
Okay,
that's
listen.
Right.
I'm finna play the whole song. But before I play the whole song, I got to explain to the fellas how you supposed to run up on it. Listen to this, players. This is what you got to do. We all got our pistol, right? I'm saying, I'm talking to the fellas right now. And Fancy, you back me up on this. I want you to amen and and do give me some gospel while I'm giving the story. No, seriously, because I'm going to talk about it. You a woman. So, because I'm going to scare you at first, but as I get good to you, I want you to go ahead and back me up on this with some prayers. You understand, with some sounds of goodness to let me know, like you feel in the spirit when I get to that point, right? But for right now, listen, right? I'm about to explain to these fellas how to really, what you said, like spontaneous. I'm finna really spontaneously give these women a fantasy and tell these fellas how to do it. I'm going to say this first. Okay, fellas, be careful. Before you do this, let me give some announcements, because I don't need nobody going to jail saying, oh, well, Trey Love told me to do this, and then they go to jail, and then I'm, you know, Gilray Radio getting shut down because somebody went to jail. So, fellas, make sure you ain't on no kind of probation, that you don't have no charges. Make sure your woman ain't got no mace in her purse. You know, make sure you're dealing with a certain kind of girl too, because you can't. Hey, if you got a white woman, you good. I'm saying it to all the white men out there that's listening. If you got a white woman, what I'm gonna tell you right now, you good. But with a sister, be a little careful, because she may have something on her. So just be careful. You don't want her to have no knife, gun, or nothing like that. So make sure that you know you got her at least where she ain't got no knife. I'm saying I got to get these disclosures out. Because, see, this is how the game go. When you say run up on them, tell you how you run up on them. This is what you do, fellas. When she come in the evening, you know, she come in from work, she get in first or whatever, you get in first, you know, it don't matter, right? But you know y'all got that pistol, right? You take all the bullets out the pistol, right? But you got the pistol. She don't know what you're doing. And you just run up on her with the pistol. You're going to catch her. She's like, baby, what you doing? And you grab her by the arm. You say, come here, bitch. Then you take her in the bathroom, right? And then you sit her up over the sink. And then you pull her panties down, and you got that pistol in your hand, fellas. And you're looking at that pussy. And you're saying, baby, I don't want nobody or nothing to ever touch my pussy. Because this here, this is my pussy, baby. I love this pussy. And I love you. So I'm going to put the gun down. And then you'll be like, baby, I was just bullshit. The gun ain't even had no bullets in it. I was just messing with you. She's going to be like, nigga, don't you ever. Are you crazy? See, something, I knew you was crazy. Something, I knew something was wrong with you. And you'd be like, baby, I was just fucking with you. I ain't be like, baby, but look, I'm telling you, I'm feeling freaky right now, and I just wanted to fuck with you a little bit. Let's go in the bedroom, and let's play. And then you put on some nice little slow music and shit, you know what I'm saying? And then you get to, you know, you kiss on her, and you rub on her, and you touch on her, you know, and you kiss her in all the right places and shit. And then you, like, treat her like she a virgin, and like, oh, baby, I know, and then this and that. And then once you get your penis in, this is what you do. Once you get your dick in her, you go.
Let's get freaky. Let's get freaky, baby. 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 One night chillin', feeling kinda good in the hood on the store, and no AK chillin'. I'm stay villain, sitting on the hood of the lax, sipping yak, but it needs we feeling. We keep these women, especially at a tower in a two-way song with her shit we feeling. We be willing, but I ain't about to have it, cause I think it's being followed by about 10 feeling it.
The first time that I saw her face, I could not believe this place she was.
She was so
sexy. I want to take her with me.
I just want to have fun with you.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do, girl.
I just want to have fun with you.
And this is what we're gonna do.
Yes, I do, girl.
up, hymns up, hymns up, with the Tim's up. Any bottles at the bar with the ends up. Middle finger in the air screaming with slut when they see me come.
I just want to have fun with you. Yes, I do, girl. I just want to have fun with you. This is what we're gonna do.
Let's get freaky.
Hello, hello.
600, head up the avenue. No paparazzi, please skip the interviews. I wanna see your body whine one time. Come on, girl, let me see you whine one time. We sexy, mama, you're so fine. And la la la, make it say, oh my mind. Oh, girl, when you make it jump, girl, when you make it bold, girl, when you make it drop, it's like, then you got me going, and I'm feeling you like, then you're feeling me like, girl, your honey tastes like, make me wanna take a trip with you. Sun shining and the sky's blue. So girl, come on, let me take you to my private spot. Baby, I just wanna get you to my private spot. Girl, once I get your body to my private spot, flex, time to have sex.
Yeah.
Girl, when you move your body, go la la.
Now let me see you.
Nothing make it go boom ba. The way you winding it, girl, don't stop.
Come on, baby.
Girl, let me see your body go la la. Now back the thing, nothing make it go boom.
The way you winding it, girl, don't stop.
Come on, baby.
Get freaky in the club. Get freaky in the club. Get freaky in the club. Get freaky in the club.
Girl, let me see your body go la la. Now back the thing up and make it go boom ba. The way you winding it, girl, don't stop. Come on, baby.
Hey, what's up?
For the hottest hip hop and R&B track,
yo, we just did it big, having a good time, man. We just did some freaky in the club, yo. That was R. Kelly, man. I told you, there's been a lot of babies made to R. Kelly. And then first song was from them Miami boys, Let's Get Freaky. That's all I know about, you know what I'm saying? That's where I come from. Fancy, you back on the line with me. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
All right, I'm good. Listen, Fancy, I'm going to read this letter, right? And then what I want you to do is I want you to kind of comment on the letter and tell me what you think. This is from a young lady we're going to call Anonymous. Dear Mr. Trey Love, I am a 37-year-old grandmother and am currently pregnant from a married man. I wanted to ask you what I should do. I love this man tremendously, and I'm really thinking about having this baby, but I'm not really sure if I should. Anonymous, give me some advice, Trey. Okay, I'm going to let you talk first, and then from there, I'm going to run it. So what you got to say? Because she a grandma. That means the baby going to be younger than her. It used to, why you laughing, Pat? Why you laughing? You want some?
I sort of kept that to myself.
Oh, okay. You tried to hold it, but you was like, you stood up.
Yeah, I had to bust that one.
Okay, so I'm gonna need you to go ahead and tell me what you think I should play for her, cause the dude is married. He don't want you. He don't want dang old baby. What you think she should do?
Leave him alone, take the baby, and run like hell.
Leave him alone. Hey, because I think that whoever that man married to, gonna kill that woman.
I'll get you, your big guy, really quick. Yeah.
Oh, you a woman. A woman said that live on Get Real Radio, you gonna get got. So to whoever you are, Anonymous, you better be careful, because what he was trying to do was make you his number two. Some of y'all don't know y'all position. Some of y'all got to be put in y'all place. See, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be so real. I'm going to keep it real. It's women out there that I had as my number two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight on the list. You know what I'm saying? But every man is going to maintain and have him a number one. I'm going to say this to all the ladies out there, no matter what number you are. Go on and take your sacrifice for your time that you're being with that gentleman, because there's going to come a time in your life that a real king is going to come along, the king that's for you, and he's going to make you number one, and he's going to make all the rest of them. This all right to y'all. All the rest of them. Thank you.
could never be your boyfriend. Cause you know I got a special girl, and I could never be your husband. But that don't mean you still don't rock my world. And I can take you to an island. We can be there just the two of us. Girl, I love to see you smiling. All I ask is that you keep it hush, girl. Take you out to dinner, but there's a couple places we won't go. Cause number one is no beginner, and there's a couple things that she don't know. So I could take you to a hotel, we could be there just the two of us. Girl, I love you cause you don't tell. I ain't got time to be playing no games with y'all. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not a little boy.
call a man. You understand what I'm saying? I come from a man and a woman, but I became a man. That put me here to do my thing. You understand what I'm saying? And let everybody know that it's time to go and show and prove and kick my flow. You understand what I'm saying? It's real talk.
This next song goes out, the next two song goes out to the type of relationship where you can, ladies, I'm going to keep it 100 with you, don't play. Y'all talk this and that, a lot of y'all lonely, single, mad, you understand what I'm saying? But let's be real, some of y'all is fucking somebody's husband. I said it, some of y'all is fucking somebody's boyfriend. Yeah, I'm talking to y'all. Some of y'all is fucking somebody, man. But I'm going to say this to y'all. I ain't mad at you. I'm going to tell you like this. Know the position you playing and play it accordingly. Because it is what it is. And I'm going to say this to the fellas out there. Stop being punks for these women. Tell these women straight the hell up what time it is and strap up tight. Do it right. You keep your woman at home. You make sure she's taken care of, she loved up properly and doing what she need to do. And to the other ones out there that want to engage in some sexual activity, you want to fuck. You want to suck on my penis. You want to, I mean, not just mine, whoever the other brother is, you know, you might want to suck on his. You might want him to fuck you. Ain't no problem. See, a pimp really don't give a shit. At the end of the day, bitch, as long as I got my motherfucking money, it's all good. I'm going to ask you, bitch. Can you work with that?
Você sempre quer que eu fale coisa pra você? O que, que você quer agora? Você sempre tá querendo coisa. Ah, agora eu entendo.
Uhum.
Ah, você quer que eu faça isso? Ok. Tá bem.
I can be a little picky. Blame the sticky icky. Pick a bottle, get a glass. Down and sippy sippy. I see you, baby, keep bouncing on your tippy toes. When the beat drop, dip and make the booty roll. Cold piece of work, filling out your mini skirt. It's Saturday night, you probably wear that shit to church. You sick of lame dudes frontin' with attitude, talking about their rims and all they damn tennis shoes. I got some grown man game for your Bluetooth. I'm hot, middle of winter, coop, no roof. You used to sushi, vino, and some calamari. You want a nigga that might grow up and be somebody. OT, resorts by the sea. Sand between your toes, umbrellas in your drinks. Worldwide AM, hit me on the Gmail. I brought my boy with me, so bring another female.
Diamonds on my fingers, a couple on my toes. Walked into the party and seen so many arms. Can you work with that? Can you work with that? Can you work with that? To the A, we speeding on the freeway. In the stretch LS, baby, we hood fellas. Can you work with that? Can you work with that? Can you work with that?
I can work with that.
Let me do my job, girl, don't make it easy for me. Tomorrow morning, make my eggs with onions cheesy for me. Come get the keys to the suite up at the Sofitel. It's room 1024, and I'm gonna meet you there. Take a bubble bath, get the robe out the closet and wait for me. Don't think that I'm afraid to toss that you hate for me. Stand you up, it makes you nauseous. I'm late, but can't go to sleep because your pussy gorgeous is quick, baby. I done dropped the DJ. You might see me in GA, just showing off my LA. So many apple bottom freaks showing ballet. I might give her my CLA and take her to the telly. She in the double tree suites with her hands on her hips, a look in her eye and a smile on her lips. It's that southern hospitality. That's my reality. We hit the Waffle House and finished with some Alize.
Diamonds on my fingers, a couple on my toes. Walked into the party and seen so many arms.
Can you work with that? Can you work with that? Can you work with that?
I can work with that.
Cali to the A, we speeding on the freeway. In the stretch LS, baby, we hood sellers.
Can you work with that? Can you work with that? Can you work with that?
I can work with that. Thank you.
on the line with me?
Yes, I am.
Listen, I'm trying to figure out, can they work with that? Pansy, you let me ask you a question. You got a good man in your life, somebody you love. I know you're single, but you ain't got nobody you getting that thing to?
No,
be
not
real
the
with
point.
Me.
I'm
when the last, okay, to... okay. Okay, not at this point. When the last time you had some things?
It's been about a month.
Oh, man, it's been a month. That's a long time. Oh, my God,
that's
a month.
Time.
And for
a
woman,
and
but you know what? I respect you for that because I'm tired of these women out here. I swear to God, I hope y'all helpers is listening. I am so sick and tired of y'all helpers out here. Oh, I could go 6 months without fucking. I could go a year without. And you know what? You's a lonely, horny bitch. I'm going to tell you the truth about you. And you mean. All the women... these jobs. Baby, why you laughing? All these women at these jobs that's the ones that, and it's usually them supervisors that run in there with their little business suit on and good morning, how's everyone doing? And let's get to work. She is horny, she is angry, she ain't had none. It's usually her. It's usually the little chick, you know the one that's fucking Trey. Because, see, I'm going to tell you something. The one that's fucking me? Oh, she gonna have a smile on her face every day. Oh, I guarantee that. I guarantee that. Oh, the one that's giving me, I mean, Pansy. Remember that time me and you had sex? Remember that?
Yeah.
And you gonna say, yeah, girl, oh, God. And she said, yeah, I love radio. Pansy, you gave
yeah,
me them girls. You know, yeah,
yeah,
baby. You.
I ain't been right
yeah,
since.
You ain't been right since. I know you had that trade
right
love.
Since.
Oh, God.
I'm just crazy. Crazy.
I know it. Pansy, see, you telling everybody I've been there. I thought I was playing. But this song goes out to me and Pansy. And this song also goes out to all the ladies out there that think they want to play the game and jump into the game with a real player. You understand? Ask Beyonce what it's like. I'm going to say this. It's a lot that thought they could play and hang with Trey to all my exes that, you know, they came and went. If you notice, you came, you went, and Trey Love's still grinding. But, you know, it is someone that was smart enough to know and see that this the life. You think before it? Here you go.
It ain't for everybody. Welcome to Hollywood, baby.
Picture.
Uh-huh.
Can't even talk about it.
Let's do it.
Go.
Uh-huh.
I see your jealousy as you watch me.
I see you watch me, baby.
You watch me.
It's all good.
Kind of sexy.
I love it.
How you watching?
Uh-huh.
You watch me.
Chop it up.
Tonight
you're gonna be a superstar, baby.
I'm gonna fly you up.
Get it to him.
Ooh, it's a lie.
You're blinded by the
extra.
You need that.
Hollywood. Ooh, it's a lie.
You're blinded by the
extra.
You need that.
Hollywood.
Come on. Paparazzi spots me in the lobby of my high rise. Behind my shades. Fame is blinding my eyes, my God. I know how I see eyes. Must have felt when he was eyes high. As I have got to make this stop. People often warn me that the fame ain't for the vein of heart. It'll change those. Since he had love for you, it's a stranger. When your name starts to change reaction, locomotion like when a train departs. Stranger, things have happened. Rapping, stacking, platinum, plaquing. Born in Brooklyn, got a place in Manhattan. Going back to Brooklyn to escape the madness. Where your friends is Chris and Gwyneth. And your girl is more famous than you, Venice. Time to get all your windows tinted. Keep your eyes squinting. It's on flash any minute. The music biz like musical chairs. About where you're standing when the music stops spinning. And I'm you're blinded by the
extra.
You need that.
You need that.
you got what you want. You want more? Hey, mister. Hey, sixer. Hey, lister. You're in the midst of the ride of your life, but you gotta keep them hits up. Can't put your guard down, gotta keep your mitts up. Take a sip, sir. It's so intoxicating, ain't it? Try not to get jaded. Hollywood's been good to you. Starting to feel like buzz to you. Don't lie. Don't fly. You addicted to the life. Without the fame, how you gonna survive? It's like living on heroin. You so high.
And everybody's wanting you.
You become what you want to survive. James Dean, John Belushi. Throw your whole life trying to live in the life. Everyone's following Marilyn. Hopping over the air just like Janis Joplin. River Phoenix, Jimi Hendrix, Jimmy Morrison. All of them ended by Hollywood. Thank God for Hollywood. Hollywood. Sure you want this, baby. Hollywood. Most addictive drug in the world.
Want the fame. Want the life.
Yeah, that's the life, baby. You know what I'm saying? You think you want Hollywood. You think you can do Hollywood. You think you can be part of this. Let me tell you something. This is a cutthroat game. You understand what I'm saying? Nobody playing no games out here. And I'm going to say this to the fellas. When you choose the one, you got to choose. You understand what I'm saying? You make her the one, you make sure she's down. You understand? Because I'm going to tell you something about most of these coward-ass chump chicks. They ain't about nothing. I'm going to keep it real with you. But what you got to do when you get you a down one that's holding you down, you can look in her eyes and you can feel her soul and her spirit. When you text her, she texts you back. When you call her, she calls you back. You ain't got to be running and chasing her down. So you know what you do to her? You give her that gift every time you can, and you make that pussy cry.
Gangsta girl. Bitches.
I mean, you know what you came here for, right? It's not to be mistaken, right?
Who's loving you? Who's taking you out of this club tonight? And have that ass all
DJ
in it club
trouble.
Tonight? Who's find you? Who's find you? Dream. Who's listening to your dream? Who's gonna give you all the love that you need? And who's gonna make that body scream like me? Take that P.U.S. That's why cry. Who's spending that paper on you? Who's taking them shots with you? Who's putting them diamonds around your neck? Who's kissing? Who's licking around your neck? Who's talking that freaky shit to you? Who's doing that kinky shit to you? It ain't no party like an R. Kelly party, cause it's R. Kelly party, I'm a freak somebody. Take that P.U.S. that's why cry. Take that P.U.S. that's why cry. Take that P.U.S. that's why cry. That's that right. Who's popping that champagne? Who's making it rain? Who's texting your phone? Who's waiting for that ass to come home? It ain't no party like a R. Kelly party, cause it's R. Kelly party, I'm a freak somebody. Take that P.U.S. that's why cry. Take that P.U.S. that's why cry. Take that P.U.S. that's why cry. Oh, cry. Baby girl's gonna make it cry.
Take a shot. only go 2 miles. Sit more easy as we sit up on my couch. Feels good, but I know you want to cry. You say you want passion, I think you found it. Get ready for action, don't be astounded. We switch in position, you feel surrounded. Tell me where you want your
man, y'all know what it is. We live on Kill Ray Radio. I'm sitting here having the time of my life, man. These next two cuts I'm finna play, I'm finna vibe for a minute because we ain't got but a little bit left, man. This has been Touch Me Thursdays. This is the hottest show right now. I'm telling you, we're going 2 hours with this. We're getting freaky. We're getting wild. And when I come back, I'm finna have three women have sex with me live on Kill Ray Radio. I told y'all, this ain't no game. This kind of sutra. Whatever you want, baby, I'll give it to you.
Yellow watch, yellow charm ring, chain, yellow
off in the eye. Lemonade, diamond bracelet, put it in your face. Lemon head, diamond earrings, I wore yesterday. I'm pissing, wearing red on. That's it, I won't chill on. I'm smoking grits with chili chickens, Corvette painted lemon.
Let's go, Australian girl be feeling mad. She say I be feeling her. I say I be feeling it. Hold it then I'm sick of her. Cause her brain is lemon head. Cocaine white exterior. Interior lemonade. Yellow with the upper trim and I call that the super joint. Yellow diamond pick and ring. Call that Delta lemon rock. Cherry box a lemon bag. My earring size and apricot. Yeah, I smoke that strong a lot. Yeah, I need some witch to die. Half a pound of lemon kush. Call that pack the lemon drop. Canary yellow lemon white. Big bird yellow top. Yellow polo polo. Triple white and yellow polo top. Wish it may be popping dog. He don't got all these babies down. The statue of lemon homie. I could supply down the fifth block. Yellow both on the top. Yellow gold don't make the drop. Put the flop mine off the top. Then go buy me a yellow yacht.
Welcome back to Get Red Radio. You know what I'm saying? That was the one and only Gucci Lemonade. I got to bring my girl back and my other girl back. I got to bring my girl Shaquise back and my girl Patsy back. Ladies, how y'all doing tonight?
We're doing great.
Y'all doing great? And I got to bring my girl Dee Dee back. Now, listen, we getting ready to close out the show, but before we do, I need all three of y'all real quick to tell me, I got Dee Dee right here, I got Keith on the line, and Patsy. I need all three of y'all to tell me something freaky real quick. Y'all all three talk at the same time. Go ahead.
I don't know. I normally like to start at the base and just easily make my way.
I don't know. I just want my pussy.
That's
all I both say.
Oh, God. They talking about pussy. Somebody want to start at the base. Go ahead. Your
I'm
turn, Dee Dee. What you got?
I like to... I like to, you know, shaft dive every now and again. You know, I'm just saying.
I just want to fuck Trey.
Hold on. All y'all is playing. Say that one more time. Dee Dee says. Say that one more time, Dee Dee.
I just want to fuck Trey.
Hello?
Oh,
yes. Yeah.
I mean, do y'all want to fuck me too?
I'll fuck do a show in the face. That's
you
all I want to
do. I rather slurp you down. I rather
okay, one wants to fuck me. One want me to eat up pussy, and one just wants to suck my dick. I think I am the happiest man in the world right now. And this last song goes out to all three of these sexy-ass freaks and all the freaks out there that want to get down. Y'all better have some fun because this is how we're going to do it. We're going to share our life together. Let's do it, y'all.
World, share my life.
can be. You're all I want. Everything I need. Ooh, baby. Makes any difference. I give you all my heart. Girl, my son sits anywhere you are. Maybe I'm a dreamer. You're still my queen. Your love's like a river, girl. It's running right through me. Share my life. Share. Hey, girl. You can trust in me.
Trust.
Baby. Everything I need, hey, babe,
you're my dream and my joy. My heart belongs to you, girl. So I sat down one day and I wrote this song, 'cause I need you.
Good night, everybody. This is Trey Love. I love you.